Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you know this or not, but mobs. Have you seen this flash mob business? You know, do a flash mobs and where people just show up. You know, they first did it for crime. And then they started doing it for dollars, you know, on a program, television programs. And then Christians started doing it. Let's do a flash mob. Mm-hmm. You know, when I read through the book of Acts over and over again, what's one consistent thing that you see in Acts is you see the Alinsky model of mobs. And immediately they would stir mobs up to come and do their business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't matter where Paul was and Jesus was and James and John, they would stir everybody up. And the only time that the people who were controlled by darkness was concerned is when the mob was against them. Mm-hmm. Because remember when they let Peter and John out, it was Peter and James or John, that then they let him out. They let him out only because the mob was not on their side. They said that we were concerned about how this is going to happen because people really believe what they're saying. Which means this, it's sad to say, the majority rules. The majority rules with basic human nature. And I know that in America, there are people, the majority of people in America love God. They want to have a nation, one nation under God. They want to have the Constitution. They want the freedom of, they want the First Amendment, Second Amendment. They want that. But you have to understand, for whatever reason, it takes a larger group of folks. And believe me, people work on the crowd basis. It's just amazing. You know, there's a crowd, and let's go.
Must be God.
Which means, you know, we have to begin to wake up, like Dr. King said. You know, we've got to stand up. And he said, I'm paraphrasing this, but we have it on the torch. But he says, in the midst of great, great, great oppression and just years of evilness, he still saw, even under in the states that had evil governors and evil leaders in it and some shadowing of evil folks, he saw the majority of folks in those states were good. And so he spoke to them in their hearts. And all of a sudden, when these good folks saw visually what they were doing with that authority, when they were coming against our citizens and they were launching dogs and fire hoses against African-American citizens in our nation, those good folks rose up, and that was a turning point. That was a turning point, Dr. King being in prison when he went down there just to go help out with the sanitation workers and all the things that was going on. And it's like, but you have to be willing to do what that city councilwoman said that we just had on in a recent program where she said, in was it New York? She had it, I forget, Maryland. But she just said, our county commissioner, she just said, this is constitutionally right, and I'm willing to stand up for it, and I'm willing to go to jail for it. And then that made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled she was right. That's actually how it's supposed to work. Sad thing about it, 4 Supreme Court justices said, no, you can't pray in the name of Jesus, but 5 did. Lord, we thank you for those 5. May they expand in their reach and all. But some of the things that I want to talk about, other than the fact that this pay attention to, if you haven't yet listened to Chilled, Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, you need to really get that inside of you to understand what's going on. Because you don't want to be one of the ones standing in the crowd said, let his blood be on our head. Give us Barabbas. Because if you don't understand how it works, you may think you're in some political thing or some movement thing or some social justice movement thing. And you're going to find something coming out of your mouth you're going to regret at the throne room of God. Mm. And I mean, can you imagine, you know, being the ones that said that? But I want to talk about today about how I believe, you know, the Lord says, the Word of God says that he's going to present us. Jesus is going to present us without spot or wrinkle, without spot or wrinkles, you know, stain or wrinkle, and cleanse us by the washing of his word, which means, hey, you got to be in the word. But we're going to talk about that because I believe that God's about to iron America. I believe he's about to take the iron, and he's going to get some wrinkles out of us. And I don't know if you ever touched an iron before, but it's going to be rough. But understand this, I believe we're going to be iron. From what the Lord is showing me, what I'm about to read to you from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, it kind of lines up what the Lord's been sharing with me. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.